B.C. 15 for Saturday, September 21, 1957.
The Ford Roadshow, starring Bing Crosby.
You're ahead in a Ford all the way.
Brought to you by Ford, the car that's worth more when you buy it, worth more when you sell it.
We have quite an audience, they tell me, down the south of the border in Southern California, too, and in the southwest part of the United States. So I'm going to take a little liberty here and sing one of their famous love songs, Flores Negras.
Que viva prisionero a mi soledad, mi alma te dirá te quiero. Vuestros labios guardan flama de un beso voraz que no olvidarás. Mañana, flores negras del destino nos apartan sin piedad, pero el día vendrá en que sea para mí no más, no más.
Tell me this. In what way is a Ford station wagon like Bing Crosby?
If you say size, I shall cut you off with that.
No, Bing, I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say they're both great performers.
Would you dine with me this evening?
I'll be happy to. Only Ford wagons, you know, offer you a Thunderbird V8 power plant.
Ken, forgive me. I'm maligned.
And I wanted to make this point, too, about Ford wagons. They're the lowest-priced wagons of the low-price three. They cost less to buy, less to run, less to trade.
I concur completely, Ken. And when it comes to size, the wide-open spaces are inside Ford wagons. You ever notice how easy they are to pack, Ken? Where their back opens like the mouth of Moby Dick?
Yeah, and one hand locks the lift gate in any open position.
Now invite the neighbors to see it, Ken.
Cordially, folks, drop into your Ford dealers. Take your choice of 2 9-passenger and 3 6-passenger Ford station wagons. They're America's most popular double-duty cars.
Well, that's all for now. Thank you very much.
The Ford Roadshow, starring Bing Crosby with Buddy Cole's music, has been brought to you by Ford, the car that's worth more when you buy it, worth more when you sell it.
You're ahead in a Ford all the way.
Listen for the other Ford Road shows with the World News Roundup, Rosemary Clooney, Arthur Godfrey, and Edward R. Murrow.
This is the CBS Radio Network.